Are you ready to kick off another Clearwater weekend here? Please welcome the legendary Fireball.
Thank you.
Hello, Clearwater. So nice to be here. So we got hired as the Firefall Trio, the three of us here, but hey, with David Muse, who's back in Firefall now. That's it, man. Okay.
I don't know about all you guys, but I used to get in here free for 7 RC bottle caps on Saturday.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah, we couldn't play Clearwater Tampa area without David playing. Also, we might want to mention Rick Roberts, who was a Tampa guy, a Clearwater guy for a long time. Most of these songs are his songs, and without Rick Roberts, there could be no Fireball. So here's one from Rick and Chris Hellman and Steve Stills.
Staring at the sea and thinking you're blue. was gone, and it'd be like crying, but the tears won't come when your dreams are dying, when you're alone. Just remember I love you, and it'll be alright. Just remember I love you more than I can say. Remember, I love you, and it'll be
Firefall. It was also the first year of Boston's first album came out. Heart's first album came out. And Firefall 2. Bring her up.
That'll probably work.
This is about my favorite Firefall song we do, written by Larry Burnett. See if you remember this one.
No.
hills to roam. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Cinderella, could you see? Didn't want your company. She left that morning, left that day. Didn't you love any child?
To know where to find us, where to avoid us, how, whatever. Firefall.com, go to the tour dates page, you'll be able to keep track of us, buy things from us, all kinds of stuff. So if you have one of those newfangled computer things, we encourage you to do that.
It's a secret.
on acoustic guitar and singing, Mr. Stephen Wanmeister. On the bass guitar and the high parts, Mr. Bill Hopkins.
Bill.
And of course, to my left, your right, in the middle, we'd like you to give a big, warm Clearwater welcome. On electric guitar, acoustic guitar, singing, songwriting, and the whole works, Mr. Jack Bartley. This is a song from 1978. Sure, why not? The Lawn album. This is called Goodbye, I Love You.
Maybe I love you more than you know. Maybe I'm not.
Thank you so very much. You guys are a very loud, boisterous crowd, so we're going to put that to our good use right now. We expect you all to sing along with this song, because everybody knows it. It's really, really loud and stuff. And you hear it in elevators, doctor's offices, grocery stores, auto parts store, people who really need it. It's the most famous song we got, and we appreciate everybody's helping us out. This is called You Are the Woman. Goes out to all the lovely ladies.
Tell me you love me when the sorrow is gone.
and see. If you just want to come to somebody, don't cry to me. No, don't cry to me. That's a strange way to tell me you love me. That's a strange way to tell me you love me. That's a strange way to tell me you love me.
Criteria Studios in 1975, making our first record. It was really a cool deal. I had been a classically trained jazz and classical guitar player when I was like 8, 9, 10 years old, and then the Beatles happened, and then I heard Eric Clapton play, and was like, I want to do that. Well, we were getting ready to record our first record. We were in the middle of it, and it was my time to play Mexico, my time to burn on the record, and you know, the Bee Gees were down the hall, Stephen Stills was down here, and people were in and out of the control room, and the producer said, Jim Mason, who lives in Tampa too, Jim said, are you ready to go? And I went, yeah, and I started playing Mexico. We're playing, and it just ended up going really well, and 3.5 minutes later, I was done. And they said, that was great, come on in. And I went, you know, I'd like to try to beat that one section, and they said, no. And Jim said, no. And I went, okay, so I took off my guitar, and I went into the control room, and the first person I saw was Eric Clapton, who'd been watching me play this song. How often do you get to play guitar in front of your hero? It was a good thing I didn't know he was there, because I would not have been able to play anything. So let's take a little trip down to Mexico.
Next.
Bye. called Thank You.
So we'll see you out there. This one of Rick Roberts called So Long.
Thank you.
Thank you. PBL will be right back.